AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says climate change is having an impact on national security.
Around Norfolk, high tides and storms increasingly flood parts of our Navy base and an air base. In Alaska, thawing permafrost is damaging military facilities.
The president told graduates at the Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut, refusing to act is a dereliction of duty and undermines the readiness of U.S. forces. House Speaker John Boehner says with Memorial Day approaching, President Obama should do something to fix the Department of Veterans Affairs.
The number of patients facing long waits is about the same. The number of patients waiting more than 90 days has doubled.
Boehner says there has been no improvement a year after former VA Secretary Eric Shinseki resigned amid a scandal over long wait times. In Omaha, Nebraska, a police officer and a suspect were critically wounded. Shots were fired as officers were serving a felony arrest warrant. A grand jury has indicted Douglas Hughes, the man who piloted a gyrocopter that landed on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. The charges carry up to 9 years in prison. Islamic State militants seized parts of the Syrian town of Palmyra. It is home to majestic ancient ruins. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland are going to pay more than $5 billion in penalties. They're also going to plead guilty to rigging world currency markets. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says currency traders at these banks formed what they call the cartel.
Almost every day for more than 5 years, traders in this cartel used a private electronic chat room to manipulate the spot market's exchange rate between euros and dollars, using coded language to conceal their collusion.
The Federal Reserve announcement there will not be an interest rate hike next month did little to boost the stock market. After a brief boost, stocks finished mixed. The Dow lost 27. This is AP Radio News. The Foo Fighters are the last musical group to perform on CBS's Late Show. Tonight is David Letterman's last night at the desk.
Going to the end of the line in Loopy.
Hours before Dave's swan song, the atmosphere outside the Ed Sullivan Theater was already electric. Matt Demers, a sometime TV comic actor in Ottawa, says Letterman formed him.
I watched it as a teenager, as a kid, kind of discovering who I was, what I found funny, what I liked about life and people, and Letterman fulfilled all that and more for me.
Letterman steps down after a record 33 years in late-night comedy and talk at NBC and CBS. In September, Stephen Colbert takes over CBS's Late Show. Warren Levinson, New York.
A new video shows the five exercises First Lady Michelle Obama does to stay healthy. It's part of the fifth anniversary of her Let's Move initiative. Mrs. Obama chest presses 35-pound dumbbells and kickboxes with a heavy bag. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.